Hey, Brian.
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm doing good. How you doing this morning?
All right.
All right. Should say afternoon at this point, but my name's John. I'm the director here for the state of PA. I know you were speaking with my representative, Mark. He wanted me to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
I have an idea how it works. I'm guessing that somebody searches home improvement. I'm guessing my business would be listed somewhere near the top. I don't know how it works exactly.
Yeah. So the major benefit to you in this call is that we have a listing available for Google Places. So those are the three guys that show up next to the map there.
Okay.
Right now you'll see like Global Home Improvement, Avant Guard Home Improvements, and EarthSmart Remodeling Inc.
Okay.
Yep. And so we had a listing that became available as a Google partner, and usually when that happens, Google creates a list of the companies that they feel are qualified contractors, and they give it to the Google partners. And basically what's happening right now is we're just calling out into the area to the contractors on the list, and we're just looking for one of you guys to fill the position. Once we fill that position, we're closing out the category for home improvement contractors. So we won't be able to work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services.
Okay, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Does that kind of make sense?
Right. Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense.
Okay. You don't have a website or anything yet, Brian?
It's kind of a, I did set up a website at one point in time through, I don't even know what website it was that I did it on, but I just wasn't satisfied with it, and I said, fuck this, I'm not paying for it, because it was pretty, minimal. It just didn't have,
Yeah.
There
no,
was
that,
no, like,
explanation
on how to add things. They didn't, there was no support, So I just got frustrated with it and kind of gave up. I do use like Facebook and stuff like that sometimes.
Nice.
But,
yeah, Facebook's okay. They just kind of want a reference point so they could see examples of stuff that you've done in the past usually.
Okay.
But I can get a website approved for you. I wouldn't charge you anything for the site. Our main goal is filling that position for Google before another Google partner fills it with somebody else. So, if it's just, they're saying, hey, you need the website, and you're saying, hey, I don't have one, I could throw that in for you. The major thing is getting the placement, though. I could even list you without a website, and, you'd still get calls, they just wouldn't have anything to look at, or we'd have to upload pictures to your Google business profile, or attach your Facebook page to it or something. Let me see what I could do from a pricing standpoint. How far do you usually travel for your clients? I'm showing just the 20 miles off of Montgomery.
Yeah, generally, probably, I would say about 20 miles. Bucks County, Montgomery County, some of Philadelphia, maybe a little bit further, maybe more like 30 miles. But.
Okay. Thinking maybe you'll be a good candidate for a platinum package. Do you have a web or are you running Facebook ads for your Facebook page?
I have in the past. I'm currently not, but a lot of my business has just been through word of mouth. It depends. I am kind of right now currently a little bit slow, so it would probably be helpful.
Definitely, definitely. If you can do anything with word of mouth, I think that kind of says a lot about you as a business owner, especially in 2024. Everybody's kind of navigated online. So if you can,
you're right. For the most part, anybody I do work for, they generally always call me back.
Okay, that's another good sign.
Yeah.
If you can survive without it, then we always say you'll do really great with it. All we're doing is connecting you to people who are already searching for a service you provide. We're just catching you.
Looking for, yeah.
Yeah, usually guys don't go looking for it until they're ready to go. I don't go looking up home improvement projects for fun.
No, I know what you mean.
Okay, so there's a platinum package, Brian. I think this one would be ideal for you. The platinum package, it has not just that first page placement on Google, but it would cover all your bases online. From what you're telling me, you'll get first page placement on Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results. You'll have the mobile platform for the iPhones, Androids, and tablets as well. That's actually a separate submission for the phones, so you have to do a whole other programming for that. Yeah.
Really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you might get a different search results page from your phone to what you see on the computer,
I had no idea. I just assumed it was all the same as what you would see on Google itself, like on a computer.
Yeah, it's all based on if that business owner actually got the programming done for both the mobile platform or just the PC platform. Yeah, you usually have to have a website with a responsive design, too, that'll, like, automatically shape to fit the phones. So if you don't have all those tools, then it's kind of hard to get the programming for the mobile platform. But this platinum package that I'm offering you has the website included.
Okay.
That's a custom website design with a responsive design. It also has, like, Yelp, Yellow Pages. I already see you're doing Yelp, so we're not going to duplicate that. But we'll just go in there and fill the holes. And then it has Facebook ads, too, so it'll give your Facebook page a boost. Usually this is for a business that's, like, basically starting from scratch. I know you're 7 years in, but we're basically starting everything from scratch.
Yeah, as far as advertisement goes, I mean, that's, you know, like I said, I rarely ever, Facebook ads was about the only type of advertisement I've ever done.
Yeah, Facebook's good, but honestly, the guys that are on this platinum package, I would say it only accounts for about 15 to 20% of the actual customers. Most of your calls will come just from Google. That's what everybody uses. 82% of searches, they say, are iPhone.
Every time you use something, that's the go-to, you know?
Yeah, especially the mobile devices. You could just pull it out of your pocket. It's right there, you know?
Yeah.
So the platinum package, though, I just sent you a link to the pricing page. It's usually $599 with a $299 setup fee. What I was thinking I could do is I could waive the setup fee, and then I can reduce the monthly price down to just $299 for you. So that way you're only looking at about $10 a day to get everything done. And then I could lock you in at that rate of $299 month to month. So that way it won't go back up.
What about the first month?
Yeah, so for the first month, all it's going to cost is $299 out the door.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then moving forward, you'll keep that rate. It won't go back up to the $599 pricing structure.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. As far as, like, adding pictures and things like that, I'm in the middle of, like, working at the moment. Like,
we're not going to do all that stuff right now. But what I'll do is I'll send you my direct number and extension, and then I'll also send you the email address. And then as we go, you just keep sending the photos in. I mean, obviously, send in what you have when you can. But what I'll do right now is just set up the profile, secure the first month's payment, and secure that spot for you. And then we'll schedule a client interview for, like, later today. And then we'll walk through the whole process of setting it all up.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
I may need to do the interview tomorrow if that's possible. I'm doing a whole bunch of gas line in the house, and I doubt I'm going to have time.
Yeah, no problem. I'll schedule it with you right now. That's not a problem at all. But I'm going to create your account. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for reliable home improvement services. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay, so 215-354-7171.
Yes.
Okay. What's your last name, Brian?
Cahoone, C-A-H-O-O-N-E.
Okay. And you're the sole owner?
Yes.
Okay. You spell your name with a Y or I?
I.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing.
It's B Cahoone, B-C-A-H-O-O-N-E, 7,
@gmail.com. Okay. And then Google's going to send a little pin in the mail. It's like a little postcard size envelope. It's called the pin verification letter. That's how you get that red dot on the map there. What's the street address that I could send that to?
377 Stratford, Stratford, Drive, Southampton, PA. 18966.
Okay, got it. And then you have the option to hide your street address.
Okay.
You want to hide it?
It's just a home that I run out of. So.
Yeah, it came up as a residence usually, so that's why they give you the option to hide it.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you don't have people showing up at your house.
Yeah, especially if you're a service-based industry. I mean, there's no reason for that. Yeah, you're going to them. All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed on Google?
9 to 5, or actually 8 to 5.
8 to 5. Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Okay. You want to put Saturday and Sunday, like, by appointment only?
Yeah, that's good, because there are days where I will, you know, do, like, some emergency stuff or whatever.
That's the best route, because if you put it by appointment only, they could still call you. So they're not expecting you to actually work. You could just kind of schedule them for during the week.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people may even call on the weekends anyway during, you know, when they have time. So
they do, yeah. Most of the guys that are going to be your ideal clients, they work regular hours, so they kind of need to talk to you about it after hours.
For sure.
All right, and then you said tomorrow would be the best time for the client interview. What time are you thinking?
Like 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Let me make sure I got this available. Ooh, I have a 4 to 5 tomorrow, or I have a 2 to 3.
2 to 3 is fine.
Okay, I'm gonna send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then I'll text you 1 hour before as well, just as a heads up reminder, and then you should already have in your text messages my direct number and extension.
All right, hold on a minute.
Okay.
Good. I know I heard some messages come through.
Yeah, and then I also sent you, like, the email so you could send in any photos or a company logo.
Photos at local splash, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Photos at localsplash.com.
Okay. Contact me, 877-635-6225.
Mm-hmm. If you hit extension 544, Brian, that'll call me directly. And then if you hit 1, we have 24/7 customer service available to you.
Oh, all right, cool.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Brian, how did you want to do that?
Debit card.
Okay. And is this under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name.
Okay. Brian Cahoon. Then I'll put the business receipt for Reliable Home Improvement Services on your invoice. Now you can write it off later. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending the PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready for you.
All right. 5150.
5150.
6113.
6113.
2130.
2130.
4603.
4603. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
628.
628, and 3-digit code on the back?
313.
313. Okay, so you're going to get 3 texts and 3 emails. One's an outline of the agreement in writing. You got to sign off on that when you get a chance. There's another one. It's probably the most important one. You only have to do this one time for as long as you own your business, but it's called a Google verification form. So you got to fill that out as best you can. It might take you 2 to 3 days to get that back to us, but that's normal, you know, just to gather everything that they're asking for. Don't worry about rushing it. But fill it out as best you can, and if you're missing anything, we could always 3-way call and verify you over the phone with the Google headquarters. And then there's also going to be a username and password for an account dashboard and tracking system. And that's so we could show you all the clients that you're getting from our services, where they came from, That way you know exactly like what you're spending, what you're making. If you're missing calls, it'll save their information and everything.
All right, that's cool.
All right, so look out for those. And then just so you know, so all of our calls are recorded for quality assurance, just to outline your service agreement with our company. To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Reliable Home Improvement Services, LLC.
Okay, and you do want the LLC displayed on your business name?
I don't know. Do most people do that, or?
It's really at your own discretion, you know? Some people put it, some don't.
Yeah, I guess so. Why not?
Yeah, it looks more professional if you have it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay. And then it says, can you please state your name and title within the company?
Brian Cahoon, owner, operator.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Reliable Home Improvement Services, LLC?
Yes.
All right. And you're an authorized user on the account that you gave me?
Yes.
All right. So to get results as fast as possible, Brian, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring us as your Google marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. That's important. It's not that you can't add anything. Like, we know what you already have. We just don't want you to duplicate any of your listings. Like, we're not going to recreate your Facebook page or anything like that. We'll actually access the one you already have and do the ads through there.
Okay.
But I don't want you spending any more money than you have to, especially if it's on.
I don't want to spend any more money either, so sorry.
Yeah, I try to get your overhead as low as possible with this package to get you the most bang for your buck.
No, somebody had contacted me before about something like this, and I believe it was like $3.99 or $4.99, so it sounds more reasonable to me.
Yeah, the average price for a package is usually about there. It's usually about $4.99 is what we usually see them go for. The package that you have is advertised at $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee. So it's usually $8.98 the first month and then $5.99 monthly. So I'm saving you about $600 today. But the goal is for this to turn into a long-term marketing solution for you. So, you know, if you're coming back every month, then it's not going to be a problem for us to lose out on the initial setup of it.
Okay. All right.
So that's kind of what I'm invested in. Your payment did bounce back. It came back as invalid transaction for some reason.
Really? Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Sometimes I'll get an email saying, yeah, it says fraud alert. Yes. Did you use card? I gotta just reply yes, and then you gotta wait like maybe five minutes or so. It says wait 60 seconds.
It's cleared.
When
it's pending on there and you accept it, it'll clear. It cleared immediately.
All right, cool.
There you go. So you'll start receiving those text messages here. The first month's payment came through today, October 1st. It's set up to renew each month on the first day at $2.99 for that platinum bundle. It says that in your service agreement. It also says you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. We want you coming back at your own will. If you are going to discontinue, just let us know before the next bill is due so that way we could stop the automated billing cycle. And then that's basically it from there. So couple things to keep in mind. I know you're out in the field, right? So just look out for the outline of the agreement, sign up on that, and fill out your Google verification form. And then we'll circle back with you tomorrow. I got you locked in between 2 and 3. And then if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, you have my direct number and extension. Just call in.
All right. Perfect.
All right, Brian. Looking forward to working with you. I'm going to get started on everything right now. But have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Give me the domain purchase for his website. I'm going to start working.